People think they're hearing you. Powerful people, people mighty in God, think they're hearing you. But the fruit doesn't show, and things aren't lining up. It doesn't go with your word. What's going on, God? And I'll show you in the scripture, amen? It's a heart that says, Lord, show me in your word, show me in your word. So the Lord says, he's given us all divine power. He's given us everything we need for life and to live godly. Everything I need to be holy. Everything you need to be holy is already given to you. Isn't that good? Why? Because Holy Spirit lives in you, guys. If you're born again of the Spirit, if you're not born again of the Spirit of God, none of this matters. If you're not born again of the Spirit of God, you're reading the Bible as a self-help thing. Amen? I don't want any self-help. How many know your self-help hasn't helped? How many know there's a lot of people got on meds because somebody's trying to self-help them? And there's counselors and psychiatrists and doctors all over the place and institutions filled with people because of self-help. I don't want self-help. I want healing and deliverance by a powerful God who by his Spirit living in me has already given me everything I need. Amen? Yay. I'm not on a team trying to hope to get by. I've already got God in there. I'm just trying to get yield and listen to him and get free and hear what he wants me to hear so I can walk in that freedom. Amen? He wants me to have knowledge, actual embracing him, touching him, knowing him, understanding him, really getting to know him. He's called me to glory. He's called me to overcoming. He's called me to a place of virtue. He's called me to a place of being strong in him. He's called me to a place of holiness where he gets the evil out. Amen? He's given me great promises. Can I tell you, the way to stop lust is to get those promises. Some of you wait until you get to the other side, and then I'll get the promises. He doesn't give them to you on the other side. He gives them to you as you're walking through. A people without promises from God have a hard time fighting the enemy. Because when everything comes against what God's promised you, what he's promised you in your marriage, what he's promised you for your children, what he's promised you for your job, what he's promised you in relationships, do you understand what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden the devil can steal. The devil doesn't even have to steal them. You haven't even gotten them yet. There's something about the exceedingly great promises of God given to you as you know him, walk in his glory, become an overcomer, let him make you holy. There's something about these promises that will cause you to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. There's something about these promises that will cause you to fight for a marriage that other people wouldn't fight for, to fight for a child that the rest of the world says, let him go to hell, to fight for a job, to take care of your family when the economy says, who are you to fight? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the promises of God that causes you. It's God's promise to me that my son would live and not die and would glorify him, that for 16 years, no matter what the doctor said, no matter what the blood test said, no matter what was going on, it was the exceedingly great promise of God that my son would live and not die that caused me to stay in that place of believing. It caused me to go after virtue. He is the one I wanted to know. Sometimes your trials will get you into a place where you go after the God who gave you the promise. You are waiting to not have a promise until you get to the other side, and you won't get to the other side unless you go to God and get the promise. If you have a promise for your marriage, then no devil in hell can take it. If you have a promise for your children's salvation and to serve God, no devil in hell can take it. If you have a promise from God, you will not let the enemy take it. If you walk with God, if you believe with God, if you grow in God, if you let the virtue and the power and the overcoming understanding of God rise up in you, and you know, I have the divine nature of God inside of me to see my grandbaby healed. It's not a matter if my kids are going to choose to serve God. My kids are going to serve God. They're not going to serve him in my self-righteous way. I think they should serve him. They're going to serve him in the way God has for them to serve him. Amen? Amen. The only reason that you won, Micheline and Hugh, was you had a promise. You had a promise that you were going to have another child. You had a promise that this child would come to full term. You had a promise. You had a promise this child would not have problems because of things from your past. It won't a walk in the park to get to the promises, but it was worth it. My gosh, we sit around with these promises and we don't really, really have virtue. We don't really come into knowledge with God and touch God and hear God and get encouraged in our spirit man. We don't always go to the place to know that I know that I know that I know that God showed me this. And then we let go. And we don't believe. And we don't overcome. And then we wonder how God failed us. Amen? God never fails us. We fail us. And wrong doctrine fails us. If you think you're getting your promise because I prophesied it, you don't understand prophecy. Prophecy is to stir up your faith so you grab onto God, so you get virtue and overcoming strength from God, so that you believe God, so that you walk in relationship with God, so that you know the divine nature of God is in you, so the divine power of God is working for you. It's not about a person who God's called into your life to encourage you, to build you up, to edify you, to reveal things to you, to open your blind eyes. Amen? It's about you connected to the headship of God. It's about you knowing God. Everything on this planet is about you knowing God. Everything. And he will allow no substitutes, no matter how bad the doctrine out there is. I see God shaking up people. What's your great exceeding promise from God? It can't be what I want. It has to be how I go into his presence and become one with him and intimate with him. And he talks to me and he shows me and he encourages me. And he says, this is what I'm giving you because I love you. This is what I'm giving you because you believe me for it. This is what I'm giving you because it's in my word. And you know you got it because he gave it to you. Amen. And honest to goodness, if you keep walking that out and you don't grow weary and you don't let the devil win and you let God do all these things we're talking about, deal in you, work in you, you will have those promises. Nothing can stop them. Nothing can stop them. They may take a while. They're not taking a while because God's slow. They're taking a while because you got to go through all this and you're not doing it. Amen? You're just sitting back and let's go through the fast drive-through window and get somebody to pray for us and this should happen now. I didn't see that in here. Amen? You got to get a promise from God, from his word, through relationship. And can I just, y'all can ask Micheline on this. And Irene, a different one. All hell will come against your promise. Right, Terry? All hell will come against your promise. Everything, even well-meaning people and well-meaning things and things from your past will come up and things the devil is making up and everything. Everything is going to come. Can you get that? Especially when you're really close. How many people would have had their promise had they not given in to the plans of the enemy right at the finish line? Probably more than you know. How many know? Okay, men will like this one. You know in a football game, now I'm not good at sports, so God's going to help me out here. You know in a football game, and there's just a few minutes left, and the team that's barely behind has an opportunity to steal the ball and run. It's almost impossible that they're going to win now. And what does the defense do? Okay, let's see this team. If they get across that line, that little line, if they get across that little line, all right, just cross that little line, they got the ball. They're looking mean, right? They put every defense person they can to not let that ball go over that line. They are that close. They are that close to winning, that close of getting across that line, right? Everything the other team can do, everything the other team can do will get on that line. You'll have more people on that line than you ever saw before. And they're mean, and they put the biggest people and the meanest people, the most intimidating things, like, you're not crossing this line. And that's the push time. We're going across the line. Amen? And the clock ticks. You've got to get in the game. You've got to recognize, no, I am going across that line. I am getting my promise. I'm getting my promise for my marriage. I'm getting my promise for my children. I'm getting my promise for my relationships with people. I'm getting my promise for the calling on my life. I'm getting my promise for what God has given me. I'm getting my promise. And then don't get all upset. When God starts doing these things increased in your life, I need to make you more holy. I need to make you deal with this. I want you to see this. I want to add this to it. I want you to persevere here. I want you to do these things. I want you to hold on to the exceedingly great promises. I'm looking in a room with a lot of people who have not even really, really set their hearts on promises God has given them until there's a crisis. Amen? If I can't even go to God to get the exceedingly great promise, I will never, ever live out what he put me on this earth to do for his glory. I'm not talking about somebody else's exceedingly great promise. I'm talking about mine. What's the exceedingly great promise? And you know what? If you don't go after the exceedingly great promise, it's going to be really easy to be satisfied with what the world offers. Really easy just to satisfy with retirement, satisfy with, well, things are okay, satisfy. How many know? I don't know about you. I want to get before the Lord, and not only do I want to have done the works the Father has for me to do, I believe I will be the most joyful, blessed, happy, full of life, full of energy, just having a great time because I choose to do the works the Father has for me to do. I don't believe it's a great sacrifice that I want to give my life to do what he has because he made me to begin with. All I'm laying down is a very watered down version of what God has for me. Amen? And I'm picking up what he has, which is great. Awesome. He knows whatever he's called you to, he's got to do it. So he wants you just to have to be one with him so he can do it. So what is God really calling you to? Oneness with him. And he knows what it's going to take to kill us enough to be one with him. Amen? That's where the glory is, guys. That's where the virtue is, guys. He's given us exceedingly great and precious promises that by these, what? By these promises, we can be partakers of the divine nature. Wow. Are some of y'all getting this? You haven't focused on, you know why people do fantasizing and all that gaming junk and pornography? One of the reasons? Because they haven't used their minds to spend time with God in the secret place to get the exceedingly great promises. They haven't sat there and spent time seeing God show them how he wants to save their children, what their children could look like, what their lives could look like, what their health could look like, what they could have. They haven't spent the time using their spirit mind and the imagination to let God come in that place and give them great exceeding promises. So they fill it up with a bunch of garbage. And then they wonder why they're tormented, sick. They wonder why they're led off into lust and sin. They wonder why they're always ashamed. They wonder why the devil has so much fun. Because you have given your very mind to the things the enemy wants to fill it with instead of to spending time with God and seeing in the Spirit and having your mind see the things of God and move into the things of God and see how powerful he is and how great he is and how wonderful and awesome he is. Amen? All right. Whereby we are given exceedingly great, precious promises that by these we can become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Do y'all get this? Unless I get the exceedingly great, don't let people take your exceedingly great promises from God. I need exceedingly great promises from God. And in my exceedingly great promises from God, I get to get to that, I'm going to become a part of his divine nature. What does that mean? It means my flesh nature is going to die. It means any evil nature in me has got to go. It means I'm going to spend time in the fire of God. I'm going to spend time in the presence of God. I'm going to spend time being changed from glory to glory. The reason you seek his word so much is I want to know him. And then when things come to stir things up, you seek his word to know that you're hearing them, to know that it's him, to know how he wants to change things. And you begin to partake of the divine nature of God because the precious promises that he's given you don't look like they're happening. And so when I get, and God wants us to get those promises, and it doesn't have to be a crisis. Amen? And let's just kick the devil to the curb for using how we missed it last year to stop now. Amen? Let's just get rid. So, all things work together for good to those who love God and called to his purpose. So let go of the pity party. Amen? whatever you went through that didn't go the way you thought it should, if you will love God, which means you obey him, do what he says, walk in his word, and live according to his purpose. God, what is it that you have for my life? What is the exceedingly great promise that you have for me? No devil can take it from me. No person can take it from me. I can't even mess up and lose it unless I refuse to repent and refuse to see what he's showing me. Isn't that awesome? Aren't you glad? Was that one soaking thing? He says, God's not giving you one chance. He's given you thousands of chances. Amen? Now here's the part about the lust and the pornography and stuff we talk about. If you begin to be partakers of the divine nature of God, you will escape the corruption that's all around us in the world through lust. It doesn't say I have to go back and see where my mother hurt me. I'm not saying that these things will not help you. I move in inner healing all the time. I'm not saying that these things will not help you walk in forgiveness. They will not help you let go of things. If God leads you there, amen? If God leads you there, you need to go there, because what are they going to do? They're going to make you holy. That's how he's going to get the evil out. He's going to heal the broken heart place. But you got to recognize what he's doing is actually getting you to a place to partake of his divine nature, to let you have promises again, to let you have the exceedingly great promises. Partake of the divine nature. It's in partaking of the divine nature that we escape the corruptions of the world. How many think that means I should probably be in church? How many things that church where the Holy Spirit is, okay? Some churches you might want to escape. Amen? I want to be where God's presence is. I want to hear worship. I want to be in the Word. It's like if I get the understanding, I'm not doing this as a duty to be a good Christian, but I'm getting the revelation. Now, this is God's way of me knowing him. This is God's way of him pouring into me exceedingly great dreams and promises. This is his way of getting rid of the corruption that would stop these dreams and these promises. It doesn't get any better than this. I get to hang out with the most awesome, almighty, powerful God in all creation, is who is pure love and absolutely loves me so much, he died for me. I get to hang out with him. And in my hanging out with him, I will begin to think like him. I will begin to want the life he has for me, the promises he has for me, the promises he has for my family. I will begin to see things through what he says. And in that place, I will escape the corruption of the lust of the world. Amen? So many people have tried to do this backwards. Arnold is a great example of this. Something just happened with Arnold and he fell in love with God. And he began to go after God. And then God convicted him of his sin. Then he had to make things right. And he could lose everything, and it was so painful. But it was that partaking of the divine nature. It was tasting and seeing that God was good. It was wanting God so much that nothing else compared. That he was willing to break all soul ties, even with his wife. He was willing to have to say goodbye to his kids. He had to trust God. I have to trust God with this. I have to trust God with these promises. I have to trust God with this. Because this is, at that point, all he knew that he knew is, I want God. And if it costs me everything, it costs me everything. What did he get to? If I've got to hate mother and brother and wife and children, whatever I have to let go of that's been in the way of me being mainly belonging to God, I got to let go of it. And did anybody notice when you do that, God restores everything? Amen. God gets in charge of it, and it becomes glorious. God gets in charge of it. And all the things you've tried so hard to make happen with good intentions, all of a sudden happen. Because now God's in charge of it. Amen? Because I have walked into this place. Don't let any devil, don't let any hurt, don't let any lie take you from being right where God wants you to be. Now it goes on. We're going to finish with this. And besides this, give all diligence. Okay? In other words, okay, ready for this? He means this. He just told us how to get rid of lust, right? Okay? He says, besides this, give all diligence. Diligence means I'm going to give it all I have. I'm going to spend time on this. I'm going to go after this. I'm not going to grow weary. I'm going to spend time with God. I'm going to give all diligence.